Let it be deep as Sheol or as high as heaven. But Ahaz says, here then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. 9:1-7. But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them a light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as joy at the harvest. And they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder and the rod of his oppressor you have broken as the day of Midian. For every boot of a trampling warrior in the battle tumult and every garment robed in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of the peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Chapel Carl Carl.
Thank you.
third lesson is the angel's annunciation to Mary, taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 55. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. Behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that my mother, my Lord, should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, and he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." Ask the chapel choir to come forward, and as the men come forward this morning to receive the offering, if you would please locate the attendance pads on each aisle and pass those at this time. We're reminded in Psalm 50, verses 10 and 11, "For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills, I know all the birds of the hills, and all that moves in the field is mine." Larry Humphrey, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Lord, thank you for the time of year, Lord, we have tonight. Thank you for all the ways that you bless us. And so good to us, and we're so understanding. We're so thankful. Lord, we get to ask that you would have these times to never be returned to you, Lord. You can put advancement of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
she was found to be the child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for what she has conceived in her from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Let's stand and continue our worship with hymn 214.
Messiah is from Luke 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news and great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Chapter 4.
Let's stand and sing together hymn 213.
from the Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Please hear the word of God. And after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. For they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in the dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way.
Time.
Let's stand and continue our worship with hymn 208. Jesus Christ.
No one has ever seen God, the only God, but the Father's Son. He has made him known. Amen. I was thinking this week, and I mentioned this to my wife, about the number of times we have commented to each other, I can't believe it's already Christmas time. I can't believe it's already the second week of December. I can't believe it's already Lessons and Carols this Sunday. And it seems that's the case every year. Too often, if you're anything like me, you just let Christmas sneak up on you. And with the busyness of decorating and the busyness of purchasing gifts and planning travel and participating in parties and church events and fellowship events and visiting folks, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all of a sudden you look up and it's the second, third week of December. It's Christmas morning. And, I think we all are good to be reminded that we need to stop and occasionally ask ourselves, what is the important issue of Christmas? The important issue of Christmas is that God the Father gave a gift. We give gifts. Our presents would be wrapped in trees. It begs the question, are our hearts ready to receive the gift that God gave? God gave a gift, and that is the issue of Christmas. And the Bible tells us that the gift God gave was given because he loves the world. It was given because he loves sinners. It was given because he loves you. And of course, that gift is his own precious son. I love the way John explains this, that one reason he gave the gift of his son was to make himself known, to make God known. It says in verse 18, no one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side has made him known. So the real question at the heart of the importance of Christmas is, do you know God? Do you want to know God? Of course you do. It's not a person created that in the very core of their being doesn't want to know God. And John says, and the scriptures say, and Old Testament lessons and New Testament lessons that we've read together this morning say, look to Jesus. If you want to know God, look to Jesus. And when you enter into fellowship with him, you will experience the eternal divine fellowship that God offers to you. So I hope this morning, and this is my prayer, and this has been my prayer and our choir's prayer in weeks leading up to today, that every one of us, as we've heard God's word unfolded for us, and I think that is the beauty of this service. It allows God's word to speak for itself in its own power, in its own clarity, in its own simplicity. I hope the word of God this morning has brought to you by the power of the Holy Spirit, a sense of wonder, a sense of awe, a sense of reverence, and that you've gotten just a glimpse of the glory of the gift that God has given to you in his Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you.
want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for being here this morning. Before I give the benediction, everyone's invited at 3 o'clock this afternoon to the job site at India Road. If you'd like to come and take a 30-minute tour and see the progress on our building project, we invite you to do so and enjoy a time of fellowship. Please receive the benediction. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ go with you this day and forevermore. Amen.